You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is Kat, and guess who I have back? It is the one and only Phineas Henshaw. Yay!
Thank you very much.
Yes, this is the guy, the gentleman, rather, that won the, what was it? iPod Shuffle, the contest. And how is it? Is it good? Did you even listen to it?
You know, I'm gonna be very honest. Since I have so many iPods and Macintoshes around here, it is still sitting on the place where when I took it out of the package to school, it's still sitting there. So,
didn't we agree you were going to give it to like your mom or a relative who didn't have anything or something like, I don't know.
I'm working re-gift, on that.
Re-gift.
Yes. But I appreciate it though. I really appreciate it. Of course, you would send it to me and tell me that I want it when I was in the middle of China somewhere.
What can you do? Winning is winning. You should be, happy to win.
I'm always in the game to win, baby. Yeah. Always.
Oh, look at you. Oh, my goodness. So, we haven't talked about Battlestar Galactica in a while. It's been maybe 6 episodes, the premiere of this half season that we've talked?
That's right. That's the last time we talked about it.
Oh, the last time we talked, Dee died or committed suicide. So, and yet you've been across the world and all, and I don't know what I've done. Maybe work or something. Create aliens and steampunk projects. That's all I've done so far. But are you caught up? Did you see the one from last night?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
So, between the D committing suicide and last night, what are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, I'm not looking forward to the last episode, I tell you that. I'm going to watch it, and I got my buddy bringing me some Korean soju, some Jinro from Korea when he gets back. So I'm going to be good and plastered again next week when I watch the final episode. No, I don't get plastered off of soju. But anyway, the idea, all I can say is this. To me, we've been through all of these ups and downs on the bulletin boards and on Twitter and all this stuff about the final five and all that. But now, as we get to the end, I really kind of dug the fact that they went to the past and kind of pulled some stuff out of the past. What it means to the last episodes or not, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, because we were just talking about the pigeon and why Leodama is hitting the pigeon with a broom. I mean, that scene was just so useless.
I thought that, like I said, I don't know if you saw my message on Twitter, but I just thought that they stole that from Rocky One when Rocky was chasing the chicken, you know.
Yeah, but is he getting ready to go fight? There wasn't fight music. I don't know.
I'll give it to you. But here's the thing. I dug the fact that they went back to the past and kind of dug out some stuff about the characters early on. I think they should have did that earlier in the season.
Right, yeah, because it's too little too late right at the end.
Right, but now that I'm looking at this, now the ending is going to be predictable. I mean, the end of the Battlestar Galactica series is basically going to be when Battlestar Galactica blows up. And that's going to be the end of the series. I mean, we're not ever going to see anything resolved with the... I don't think we're going to see anything resolved with the humans and what they're going to do or anything. I think that they're just going to do this massive rescue. Either it's going to be a massive rescue and then the Battlestar Galactica is going to blow up. They've already given away the fact that Abiladama is going to be flying off of the thing in his own Viper. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be kind of interesting. But, I mean, I don't know if you picked that up, but if you look at some of the previews and some of the stuff that's supposed to happen in the end, there was a picture of Adama taking off, and he had a Viper suit on. So he's supposed to be out there flying around in the Viper on the last episode, I guess, or he's going to be the last one to leave Battlestar Galactica. So that kind of makes, as a result of all the stuff that's happened up to this point, and for it to end the way this episode ended, I just don't get it. I mean, then what's the significance of the final five in the first place? I mean, the final five are useless. They could have done this whole thing without even messing around with the concept of the final five. But I guess
that
we'll
is
have to
true because it was a huge distraction and a big disappointment. And now we don't even know what Starbuck is. She found her own body. You have stupid Gaius Baltar talking about she's an angel, which extremely irritates me because it makes no scientific sense, you know, and he's a scientist. And I want an answer to what's going on. And I think Cavill is behind it all. What the hell is Daniel? I mean, we didn't really... I mean, is that the end of the explanation of Daniel? He's just some Cylon that got scrapped and you can't reboot him and that's that? How did her father know the music?
That's what I mean. The way that the show is going right now, which is next week is the last episode, how can they cram... they can't cram everything into the last episode. It's impossible. You're about to take Battlestar Galactica into a battle, so they gotta show all the prep for that for drama reasons, right?
Well, they didn't show. Sorry to cut you up. They did not show the series of events that led to Chief being in the brig. So, I mean, they could just, you know how they did that. They just one day he did what he did, and then the next scene. We see him, he's in the brig, so sometimes they could cut for...
I know, that's so cheesy.
Oh,
I mean,
and then he is out of the brig joining the fight to go save Hera.
Yeah, see, that's so... I mean, I'm so in agreement with... every time that happens, I always think about what T-Monster or T-Morris always says about how they've just changed the rules of the whole universe. It's like the whole universe is about to change again in two episodes.
Yeah.
And it's really cheesy, in my opinion. I mean, why go through the mystique of the final five and this whole thing if you're just going to end it in a bang, you know? You might as well have not even went there in the first place.
Well, what were they going to do? And they were thinking about ratings. These guys, they have a budget. They have bosses that... I mean, Sci-Fi Channel, I don't know what they're doing. They say they want to create, you know, content for the channel that is adult and grown up and not this or not that. They don't want to be your father's Star Trek, yet they got stuff like Mansquito and Sea Beast and stuff like that on the station. On the channel, and I don't get it why... A property like Battlestar Galactica is popular as it is, the ratings that is, why don't you... I guess I don't understand the mechanics of the budget and how their money works or whatever.
I would have much rather them find another place to live and then, you know, the Battlestar Galactica go off in a blaze of glory. You know, that would have been more...
Well, they're still because... A, there's a wormhole. We don't know if it's the type of, a singularity. We don't know if it's the type of, if it's a black hole, because they said it was a black hole, but it also could be a wormhole, and it also could be a time travel thing. So if somehow everybody gets trapped in the singularity, they can go to the other side, and there be like a real Earth that's not decimated and blah, blah. You know, I'm reaching.
Well, see, but like I said, that's all great and fine, Kat, and I'm all for it. But the fact is they got to cram all of this stuff into 45 minutes. That's
No. It's going to be 2 hours, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, still, even if it's... So even if it's 2 hours, it's still going to be a lot to cover in 2 hours. It's going to be still, first they got to go and do the rescue, and then Battlestar Galactica blows up. Then they got to find a home.
Then we got to figure out Kara Thrace and why she's the Harbinger of Death. I need to know that. I need that to be answered.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's really, it's really interesting. And remember now, I did throw in a seed about the possibility of some sort of higher level being, but
We'll see how it works out. I'd hate I'd go for it, but I hate that. I'd go for it. I'd accept it if that was what they were going to do, but I'd hate it.
Why would you hate it?
I don't know. I mean, it's Starbucks. She drinks, she sleeps around, she gambles. I like her. I mean, she's my type of girl, but as a deity, I don't know. She's like some sort of weird Loki Aphrodite. I mean, okay, but...
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that because, you know, she is who she is and she got brought back for a reason, but I'm not talking about necessarily her being the ascension being, so to speak, but somebody else that we haven't seen or somebody that we haven't considered.
Maybe it's Billy. Yeah. Billy. You remember Dee's boyfriend?
You know what? That's a stretch, but you know, I would buy that because the way they bring people back, you never know. We all would be the last person you think that they, and you know what? That might go along with what I've read in some of the forums, so they probably stole that too.
Oh my God. Now he got another job. That's why he left. So, won't be seeing Billy, but especially since Dee gone, it wouldn't be really mean anything unless they both returned and they were some sort of Gemini twins or something. Okay. I'm really on a tangent now.
Yeah. I can at least say this though, even though I can say that I've been expecting the worst the whole second half of this season. And
well, does it live up to your horrible expectations? Or
actually, Mr. Morris and a couple of other people may disagree with me that are some of your followers there, but I think that it was a little bit more interesting than I thought it would be. You know, the whole thing with they kind of redeemed themselves when they brought what's her name back. I'm linking her out.
Ellen Ty. Yeah. They redeemed themselves when they brought her back? Are you kidding me? The interest.
No, the interest. I mean, making the show interesting when they brought her back, and then she turns out to be some side of wise being, and then she reverts back to her drunk, selfish,
I hated that with all the fiber of my being. And then now, that's all gone, and she's back to being wise again, and whatever, motherly.
Yeah.
I hate that. I think that was some piss poor writing, honestly. I don't like
really?
It. I don't think it was clever at all. It was a disconnect, and it was distracting. I don't like it. I won't say it was piss poor writing because, you know, I'm not a writer, and I can't insult somebody like that, especially if I don't really understand what they were doing. But as a layman and looking as far as entertainment, I personally didn't like it.
Well, see, the thing is that one thing that has been lost in a lot of these shows, even some of the mess that other stuff that sci-fi has came up with, it's based too much on realism and not enough entertainment. I thought that bringing her back was far-fetched and stupid. Now I'll grant you that, but it was still kind of entertaining because because at first you see, oh, she's a motherly type. I said, that doesn't make any sense. And then when you see her getting buck wild on the Galactica again and doing all this other stuff to destroy everybody, it's like, yeah, she's back, you know. And it was kind of entertaining. Now, was it the best way for the story as a whole to go? I agree. I think it was just totally a waste of time to do that.
But as it was for entertainment, yeah, okay. It was entertainment because you like, WTF, you know, but she, I don't know, it's like, oh my God, we're watching them make the sausage, I don't want to see that, you know, I don't know, it just was distracting to me, I didn't like it.
Oh yeah, well, like I said, in my opinion,
story, and I like the reveal of the final five, and they were not the newer, but they were the older, and they built the others, and blah blah blah. I like that, but she just was preaching to Cavill about him being petty and all this stuff, and she turns around and is just so petty that she a child is sacrificed, which Cavill is about to do right now. So how are they different?
Well, see, but you got to remember one thing. You know, I can tell you firsthand, being a parent, when my son does something stupid, I always remember that a person's parents, I mean, a child is a reflection of the person's parents. And a lot of times the worst children are the ones that are most like the parents. So if she, you know, and that goes with any kind of creation or people who program the software or anything, generally the way that a project is done or how a child turns out is a reflection of how the personality of their parents. And I think that was nailed on the head when you have this Cavill, who's the worst child of them all, but he turned out to be just like her, you know, basically. That's what I feel. So I didn't see that to be so far, I mean, so unusual, you know.
That's good.
She just like his mother, you know.
All righty. I'll let you roll with that. I'll let you have that.
Now, what I'm trying to figure out is who the hot person was that made I keep forgetting what number she is, the eights. I'm wondering who the hot parent was, where they got the eights from.
are you mean the six? The blonde?
Not the six, but her too.
You like because, Sharon Boomer. Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, see, the thing is unless you compare her to that lady, what's her name, the Indian lady on the Final Five,
Tori.
Unless you say that her personality got downloaded to the eights or whatever, because she kind of
that's good.
So you know what I mean. I'm just now after that happened, after I found that we found out that they created them, I'm trying to kind of match up where the personalities of all of these characters came into being. You know, in this series of Cylons that they made, and you know, it's kind of hard to match up. But the one with Cavill and the one with Cavill, now we see where you know
he's that directly from Ellen.
Oh yeah, to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And he even contradicts himself. You know, he talks about, I want to feel this and I want to feel that. Well, heck, you're a machine. You're not supposed to feel anything.
Well, no, he's not totally a machine, because he has a flesh outer shell. So he is supposed to feel things, but he's just slightly superior, and he knows it and he's aware of it. And he's kind of pissed off that, like, if you're going to go to the trouble of making us a machine, why even bother with making us human? Because we're superior to them and we're going to get bored. He turned off his sleep subroutine, or whatever you want to call it. Like, that's why he's crazy, because he's not letting his mind rest.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of funny. And another thing that kind of ticked me off, too, is this whole thing with the hybrid Sam. What kind of mess is that?
Yeah.
You're going to stick him in. I didn't really care for that too much either. I mean, the guy, why not just let the dude reset or come partly back to life? No, you got to plug him into a bathtub, you know.
Well, I like that he's still alive, because if Cavill makes resurrection, then they can unplug him and then he can resurrect, you know. Well, I guess if they have any of him.
Well, that part kind of bothered me a little bit, you know, kind of turning Sam into kind of like
the
a hybrid.
Yeah. I don't like it because he's too hot for that, but...
Okay. But okay, well, that's...
You know, I don't know. I really dislike the flashbacks in this last episode. It's not that I didn't care. It's not that it wasn't interesting. It's too late for it. You're wasting our time. They're wasting our time with the flashbacks. I don't care. I just want a wrap up. I just want closure.
Yeah, because that's just like one time I was on a project and there was and the guy has a team building exercise at the end of the project. You know, I mean, this is the same thing. I mean, you're gonna sit. This is the earlier on, probably when the series first started, was when they should have started having these flashbacks so that you could get kind of where the evolution of the character started from, you know.
No, but you know what they're doing, and it's sloppy, and we can see it, is that they're trying to get us to watch that new show, Caprica, because it's on Caprica. You know, they're trying to get us used to looking at that scenery, which is pretty, by the way. But if you mess the end of Battlestar Galactica off and you piss us off and you don't give us closure, what makes them think that we want to watch that?
I totally agree with that. I would have rather them come up with some series that spun off the end of this one and then them do the end of this one right. Mm-hmm. Tell you the truth. Have a series called New Earth or something or whatever. Lord.
Yeah, no, not New Capra, because we know how that went.
Yeah.
Oh, that New Caprica thing really upset me. Because I think they handle it poorly. Just poorly. Well,
it was too short.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the rescue was like, I could not believe it. I mean, I think I went to the refrigerator to get something and got back, and then they were rescued. I was expecting them to have, like, more bloodshed, you know.
Stuff happened in the webisodes.
Yeah, but I expected it to like be drawn out for a few more episodes, but nah, I go to the refrigerator, come back, and it's like they're rescued. I'm like, what? So I was in awe, man. And I mean, I look back at the episode, I'm like, okay, they brought the Galactic. I mean, so anyway, the whole thing with that was just crazy. I kind of dug the fact that I didn't like it, but I kind of thought it was entertaining for the whole takeover of the Cylons and all that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, it's kind of parallel to the fact that we are occupying a certain place in the sand right now, mm-hmm. You know, kind of doing the same thing as a nation, you know?
Yeah, but, to me, I was bored with that. I'm like, okay, let's not do the reflection of reality thing. This is science fiction. Come on, let's be a little bright and cheerful. Let's have a little hope in there. You know, they don't have to be so anti-Star Trek. I mean, gosh, they act like they were scarred by Star Trek. I mean, people, we don't want any costumes, craziness, or weird aliens. No, we don't want that. We cannot be Star Trek. And I just don't understand what was so wrong with Star Trek.
I don't. Well, see, the thing is they actually turned it into. I mean, we all know they really focused on the drama side of it more so than the. Than really the sci-fi side of it. I think they could have balanced it a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would have liked to see a few more battles and Cara Thrace go out there and take out 10 people, you know, with a sidearm.
More,
you know?
Action, right?
Yeah, I mean, when a couple of episodes ago when they took over the ship, you know, the mutiny thing, that was good.
I know, was pretty good.
Here she comes out with a sidearm, ain't even aiming the thing, just go pop right in the shoulder. Anybody else want some? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, that was some good stuff. I really enjoyed that episode. I remember liking that episode. I don't think I had to watch that one twice, because it was just so good, and I wasn't, you know, I was like, oh, God, you know, having to pay attention because it was stupid or something.
Yeah. So tell me something, Cap. So what do you think is going to happen in the next episode?
What's going to happen in the next episode is that Ron Moore and David Icke is going to piss me off.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel it. I know it. I'm ready for it. You know, I'll try to bring some Vaseline, but I don't think they're going to use it. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. What do you think they're going to do? Do you think we're going to finally get some hope, or they're going to go and make us depressed all the way to the end? Because this season, it was depressing.
I think that what's going to happen is that you're going to be down to a small number of survivors at best, and Battlestar Galactica is going to be blown up, and that's going to be it. And then you're going to see some kind of sentimental thing when Dama leaves the Galactica for the last time, you know, and he might get killed or something while he's out there flying around in the Viper. Wow. So I think it's going to be, I mean, hey, you know, normally what happens with the captain goes down with the chip, right? So, I mean.
Whoever made that rule was stupid, but okay. I don't want him to go down with the ship. But I heard that they're not going to do any movies. They're not going to be doing any follow-ups. They're not interested in any of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Adama died.
I think a lot of people a lot of the main characters are going to die in the end and just be ready for it. And because just like I said, after that, after you get rid, okay, you know, Rosalind's going to die in the whole thing. She's going to be dead. So a lot of people are going to die, I think. And, you know, the Battlestar Galactica is obviously going to be blown to smithereens. They kind of in a sucky way set that up by having it crack apart. I would have rather them leave it strong and then blow up instead of just like making it like this is a salvage mission to preserve the glory of the ship. You know, right. I kind of didn't like that kind of vibe, but. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I think there's going to be a lot.
I didn't care for it either because I thought they pulled that Galactica's dying out of their ass at the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the whole crack thing and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me was just. I mean, how come now? You know that they should have been seeing signs that the ship was falling apart long time. You know, a long time ago. You know, mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what I think is going to happen. I think that, you know, that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to die, and there's probably only going to be a few people left. And probably it's going to be, Boltar is probably going to be the one that leads the last of the people to wherever they find a place to go.
God, I hope not.
But that's what I'm seeing, you know. And so far, you know, unfortunately, when if you notice by some of my messages on Twitter or whatever, that I've pretty much been nailing the direction of some of this stuff, unfortunately. So, but I think that's what's going to happen in this episode. They gave away the last episode when they're going to end it with a to be continued, and they're getting volunteers to go into a suicide mission.
Oh. Yeah, it was good. I just missed the glimmer of hope. It just got way too dark. You know what I mean? Life right now in the United States, it's a little dark. And we need something that's, I mean, is it too much to ask for a damn a start date for Eureka? Come on. Bring it.
Well, I know that's right. Well,
we just need a little glimmer of hope, and it's like, this is Battlestar Galactica. You're just not going to get it here, and you're not, and that's okay. The characters kept me watching because they are some good actors.
Oh yeah,
my God, they were all good. I liked them because usually, you know, I just realized that I like all of the female characters. That rarely happens, but I like them all. I love them.
Every single one of them. They're all strong
characters. They're all good characters. They're all, you know, pretty. They're all just great actors, all of them.
I tell you what, not only do I think Grace Park is hot, but she is definitely one of the hottest actresses out there because, I mean, for her, to every time that she's in a scene as another copy, she puts it on. I mean, you actually believe that she's not the same person, you know? I mean, that's pretty impressive. I don't think that the blonde lady pulls it off as good as Grace Park.
She's very new, Caprica 6. I didn't realize how new she was because prior to Battlestar Galactica, she had only played a dead body on CSI, and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is like her first thing. And
I'm impressed.
Yeah, she didn't do a total bad job, you know. But if you watch Burn Notice, she's very different in that. So,
yeah, I did check that out. I did check that out. Yeah,
she's more. She's pretty and she's a little tempting and a little snarky, but she seems a little hard edge and she does have a little bit of a difference in that one. So, I don't know. I like her, and plus, you know, I don't know. I like her.
Yeah, well, I think that my dismalness now. I think I'm gonna be on a indefinite vacation from sci-fi because I really don't care for any other shows that are out there.
You don't
going
like
right
Fringe?
I didn't care for it. I maybe it'll grow on me if I watch it.
Dollhouse.
Enough, but, nah, I didn't. I don't care. I don't like that one.
Supernatural.
It started off cool, but it's dying fast.
Big Bang Theory.
No, didn't like that one either.
Serious? Are you insane? How could you not like that? Oh, well, okay, well, but come on. Big Bang Theory is...
But I tell you what, though, I'm definitely going to miss my sci-fi Friday nights, man. I'll tell you that. I used to always tell people, don't call me on Friday night because I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV. I only bought a TV. You realize I only bought a flat screen because of Friday nights? I wouldn't
I'm
even
glad
own a
to have
TV.
Fridays free. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm looking forward to having Fridays free. I might go out.
Ooh.
Probably.
Well, I mean, I'm in the same boat. I could start, I guess, looking for gigs again. But yeah, I know what you mean about that. That's what I'm gonna miss. I'm gonna miss having some purpose to my
existence.
You gotta understand. I pick that show apart. I can't watch it because I pick it apart. You know, some of the stuff that people do to survive on the show, and then all of this weirdo. It reminds me of a dream that I had one time, you know, where, you know, you got all these doorways to time and then they're trying to throw the dramatic stuff in there. You know, it's like, you know, it's entertaining when I feel like watching it, but I don't keep up with it like I really should.
Heroes.
I liked that show when it first came out, and then that started getting kind of crazy too. You know, it kind of started getting a little bit too out there for me, you know.
Oh, goodness.
I know I'm bad.
Wow, nothing?
Not only that, but hey, I tell you another, like, one show that I really am digging right now on Cartoon Network, and that is the Star Wars. Clone Wars. The Clone Wars is the bomb.
Serious?
The way that the story, the ways that the stories go. And it was the way, to me, that cartoon series is the way that Star Wars should have been, in my opinion. I mean, it is really, if you never checked it out, you would enjoy it. I mean, you got to get past, like, the cartoon thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, I used to enjoy cartoons, but I don't know.
I had to get past the cartoon part. And just didn't really enjoy it for what it is. It's all like, you know, there's drama in it, but it's very little. It's all about, hey, we're gonna go out into space and kick some behind, and there's a lot of cool.
Well, you know, because it's animated, and they don't have to create any of that stuff for real. I mean, they don't have materials to acquire and stuff. They just.
Well, see, that's what I mean. It turned out to be a pretty good series that I've been following, and that has really been entertaining. And that comes on every Friday night. But
am I behind on that? How many seasons? Clone Wars.
It's only been going for. It hasn't even been gone. It hasn't even been one season yet. So, so you're not. You wouldn't be really far behind on it. It would probably be good to. Try to see some of the earlier episodes,
Well, there's a movie, so I gotta watch that.
Well, it starts off with the movie,
right?
And once you see the movie, it's like, wow, this is how it. Now, it could have been cooler with real people, you know, of course, but
yeah, but they're doing a live action Star Wars TV show. They're casting for it right now.
And you know what? I'm going to probably hate it because...
Oh, come on. Why don't you be positive? Let's be positive until they piss us off. Because that's how I am.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You
got to
be
right.
Positive.
Yeah. I'll be...
Look to the future.
The future is a future of drama scenes, you know. Ooh. We're going to have Jerry Springer in outer space, you know.
I hope someone else is writing the dialogue because...
Yeah, if George Lucas is writing it, then forget it. You know, it's going to be the same old dried up, corny, you know. I mean, that's the whole thing. I like Star Wars, too, you know, but the minute they humanized Darth Vader, that was it. I was through.
It was weird.
No, but I mean, that's just like what happened with Battlestar Galactica, too. I liked the Cylons better when they were this invincible group of people that was just that would just destroy anything that they came in contact with. You had to run like hell. When they started humanizing the Cylons. It just totally ruined the whole stigma. I mean, just think about that first episode, that miniseries where you saw the Raiders come in, and all of a sudden their eyes start going shoot, and it's like, wow, that's bad as hell.
We haven't seen that crap in a long time.
Yeah,
and
that made the whole appeal of the miniseries, in my opinion, when you started seeing all these ships that had their own identity and they were out there, you know, and people were like, those don't look like the old Centurion. Heck no, because the ship is a Centurion, you know. I mean,
not only did they humanize the whole thing, they made the Centurions lap dogs, and we really got to see them. And then I think they hyper humanized the whole thing. It was just hyper reality. Nobody has that much fracking bad luck at all, ever. You know, it's just too much.
They almost brought it back when that Scar character showed up.
I was thinking about that when you were talking about the thing. That exact episode popped into my head when you were speaking about that.
So that's what I like to see in science fiction. You know, there's always some sort of force that the whole appeal of the science fiction movies and shows for me is for a human to be put into a situation that is totally off the wall and be able to out and see what they're going to do to outsmart the superior technology of the alien. I mean, that's
but we ended up accepting the Cylons, and the Cylons just, you know, they're not the enemy anymore. They're like how Voyager turned the Borg into just toothless zombies, you know, that with no bite. You're not scared of the Borg anymore. Because, you know, usually when they first mentioned the Borg, it was like, oh my God, the Borg.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, oh, okay, the Borg.
Yeah, then they get this hot lady to play a reformed Borg, and it's like, yeah. Thinking, hey, I could deal with the Borg now. Heck, they got any more?
They're so cute. Yeah. They're so cute. You know? I have one, a baby Borg.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gave you a whole different outlook on Borgs. Now I'm like, man, then you start looking at Borg, thinking about, I wonder how that Borg looks without that suit on, you know?
That's a whole other thing.
Hey, you know, I'm a single dude.
I'm addressing the Borg with my mind.
Well, okay, I guess you could look at it like, but I didn't really mean to think that. I didn't mean to be, you know, like that, but anyway, well, heck, I mean, what happens if they would have came up with some hot looking dude Borg, you know what I mean?
It would have been the same. Well, they were hot without, but that's my twisted whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. But anyway. But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, but that's the whole problem that I have with some of the newer sci-fi shows. I mean, they take you into a realm of metaphysics, which is kind of cool, and take you into a realm of science and time travel and all that, and that's all cool. But the thing that was really always appealing was when you had humans put into a situation where they had to conquer or survive a superior force, and those have made the best sci-fi movies ever, and that's been the makeup of all the sci-fi movies, and that kind of was the appeal of the old Battlestar Galactica, you know, I mean, the watching to see what Loren Green was going to pull out of his hat the Egyptian helmets, that's true. But you know, that was the whole appeal of that show. It wasn't the effects, because the effects were cheesy, at least they didn't seem that way during that time, but the effects were cheesy and the storylines were kind of corny, except for that one when Count Ibley was on the show. That was my favorite episode.
What is his name? Edward James almost said that if they broke out any aliens, Black Lagoon monsters, anything weird like that, if they took it off of the basis of reality and drama, that he was going to quit. He didn't want to do any of that.
Well, they didn't have to necessarily go that far, but they could at least not humanize the Cylons so much. I could deal with the Alliance to a point with the Cylon, with the rebel Cylons. I could kind of deal with that to a point because there is a connection between the Cylons and the humans. Since, you know, from the beginning, because of course humans created Cylons. So if there was rebel Cylons, that's fine. I could deal with that. But they just totally humanized them, you know, and brought them down to a human level instead of them being that kick butt force that they were when they first started the series.
Right. I was totally surprised that he left Ty in second in command. I was very surprised with that. And I was also surprised that he didn't understand Gata's anger. Gata went about it the wrong way. Gata was a bastard about it, but Gata had a point.
I totally agree. You know what? In a way, I totally agreed with Gata. I can understand. I totally can understand how Adama could be so attached to Ty despite what he was or what he is. I can kind of see that because Ty still stuck with him anyway. And Ty did what he was supposed, you know, did what he's supposed to do, and he still takes orders. So, and since he has already made a pact with the Athena character, I think that it wouldn't be far-fetched to see why he would still be tied with Ty, because he just known him and that's just how it is. But just like I said, you know, I could buy all of that. But yeah, I was totally getting to Gata. Yeah, I was in total agreement with Gata. I probably would have took over the ship too, because you're not going to sit up and we've been fighting for 4 years against this superior force, and we've been running like hell, and they've been killing everybody, and then we went through
genocide.
The rebel movement.
Genocide.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're just going to just be cool with the Cylons? Heck no, I probably would have done the same thing.
That is an emotional response, but do you think that the Cylons contributed to the survival of the humans after they made the alliance? Do you think that what they contributed was so important that Adama, you know, was correct in... I can't tell. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I just think that they were leeches along for the ride, and that the only reason that they stuck with the fleet is because Cavil was going to kick their behinds. And they knew that if they could at least be cool with the humans to a degree, that the humans would be dumb enough to protect them. Because, I mean, really, I mean, I can deal with the Alliance and all that kind of stuff, but hey, it's the same thing with any type of warfare. Yes, your enemy is the same, comes from the same blood that you come from, okay? And that's all great, fine, and dandy, and you can have a truce and have an agreement with your enemy, but your enemy is still potentially your enemy. And you always have to remember that, and you always have to keep them in that realm, you know? You don't take your enemy and then all of a sudden knowing that, you know, you're in a military force. Now, and then you just take your enemy and incorporate them into your military force. Unless it's some sort of extreme circumstance, you know, you just have to put a limit on it.
Well,
you know,
I
yeah,
think
okay.
Survival in their sense was a, because they did but get I don't a base think, star.
But I don't. But yeah. But I don't
base
think.
Star.
But I don't think that they really have contributed much to the survival of because heck, think about it. Maybe if they would have let the Cylons modify their ships to some extent, maybe I could say, okay, they had a higher level of...
right, because that Cylon goo didn't even work.
That's right. So really, they have not had really any, you know, not much of an impact, if any, on the survival of the humans at all.
Right,
I don't think they have.
The baby died, the goo didn't work.
Yep. So where is their
fracked? I don't know.
Well, see that to me, where this whole thing went wrong was the Earth being nuked. I mean, I could dig it. Now I'm about to say that I can dig that concept, but that's when the whole writing and the whole storyline just kind of went astray and kind of went wrong, because now they have to figure out what to do. because the whole purpose of this show was to find Earth. And, you know, all these alliances and everything took place to find this place. Now what happens? And
but are you so certain that they found Earth? Or were they pulled into, I'm reaching here, for an alternate timeline? Will that singularity be a wormhole and they find Earth? I mean, hope spring friggin' eternal. Yeah, I don't.
Well, you know what, Kat? We'll see. Because regardless of what happens, I'm still glad that they made Battlestar Galactica the series. I'm still glad that they wrote it and somebody took a chance and yeah, with the format.
That is true.
And I have had 3 years or four. Well, actually, it's been almost 6 years, I guess. 3 years, 4 years. Four seasons of enjoyment, even whether I like the episodes or not, it's still entertaining.
Yes,
and,
I totally agree.
And half of the fun of this show is reading the forums and reading and going through the podcast. In fact, that's how I found you, is on listening to podcasts about BSG. And that's half of the fun of the show.
Yeah,
is that they've left it open enough to where people can make guesses, and you'll go on the sci-fi site, you'll see thousands upon thousands of threads on theories about what people think is going to happen and what they think about the show. And that's half of the fun of watching the show, is reading that stuff. So if you really into reading things, then that's really what made it. So I really appreciate the show for that. I don't agree with everything, but, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, we will look forward till next week. And I look forward to talking with you to see, if any of your predictions come true.
Yeah, remember, my predictions are that Battlestar Galactica is going to blow up. Most of the characters are going to die. and Tar is probably going to be that leader that's going to lead everybody to wherever he's going to lead them to.
Will hate you forever if that is true. I'm kidding.
I hope it's not true either. So,
well, thanks for joining me.
All right, Kat. All right. Thanks for inviting. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfembot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of FancyFembot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfembot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.